I'm Sarah Baum, a writer and artist from Cork, and in this short piece, I'm using Google Street View to follow the journey from the house where I mostly live in West Cork to my mother's house where I grew up and still sometimes live in East Cork. I open my laptop to travel virtually along a road I take often in real life. Over the last 8 years that I've lived on the coast just beyond Skibbereen, I have driven the N71 approximately 200 times. At a certain point, I added a line to the end of my author bio. Baum grew up in East Cork and now lives in West Cork, which was really just a sly joke for Corkonians, untranslatable overseas. My drive out does not exist on Google Street View. Instead, the arrow goes into a tailspin at a Y junction, tugging me left and right, barring access. I give up and scoot away through the tangled countryside in the direction of the N71, the main road that leads all the way to Cork City. In order to orientate myself on Street View, it is necessary to travel back in time to the random day when the footage was taken, to a different season, a different year, back when the hawthorn was blossoming, and this empty field was full of bales, and this apparently passive house was no more than an empty field. I glide through the villages, Lepp, Conanagh, Roscarbery, Lissavard, Clonakilty, Ballinascarthy, Pedlar's Cross, Bandon, Inishannon, and finally the iconic viaduct looms into view, arching high above the traffic. When I was a child, the viaduct was emblematic of summer holidays to Barley Cove. Now, when I meet it travelling east to west, I'm going home. But when I meet it travelling west to east, I'm also going home. Nowadays, I live periodically, physically and psychologically, on both sides of the county, automatically referring to home as the place where I happen not to be at the moment that I make reference. I navigate the city roundabouts where I learned to drive, plunge down into the scooping tunnel beneath the River Lee, resurface at the Dunkettle roundabout, exit onto the N25 dual carriageway, and look out for my slip road to Carrigtool. Finally, I return to the same kind of tangled country roads as where I started. On Street View, time has frozen at late summer. The trees are in full leaf. The road is flanked by honey-coloured barley fields. Pink camellia flowers dangle down over my mother's front gate, and I stop in the road and peer through the dark windows of her house and wonder whether or not I am inside.